The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. How is everyone? It's Coach Shay here. I am so excited. It is 2024, y'all. And I thought about this the other day. That think about 100 years ago, right? And it was 1900 and they were scared of what that century brought. And they were 24 years in and what they did within 24 years into the 1900s, right? Back in the 1800s, there was no cars. There was, you know, electricity was just starting off, all those things. And I think about fast forward to us being going into the 2000s and, you know, it was, you know, what was going to happen and Y2K and all these things. And we're 24 years in now and how much our universe has changed. And so this year, I really thought about what can we set up? You know, I don't really do New Year's resolutions. I do more, let's set goals, let's set boundaries, and less, of course, ready? Protect your energy. Protect your energy, right? So this is huge this year because it's leap year, if you guys did not know. And we are setting the tone. We are 24 years in, you know, and it's amazing about how you present yourself in the world and what comes back to you. So true story here. I recently had some things that went on with business and it didn't go as favorable as I wanted it to. And unfortunately, someone took it a different way and tried to spread incorrect information about our businesses. And so you take that time to create a new opportunity, right? As you're so devastated because it takes so long to protect your brand, right? And to create your brand and create what you've, you know, chose to take yourself to the next level. So I thought about, okay, so this is the year of protect your energy. So we're going to do that. But also it's about taking the opportunity and turning it into a positive. And that's what we did. So big announcement coming Friday. So follow the pages. And I think about, okay, we can do this. We can turn this around. And something that started off negative at the beginning of the year, you know, I would say Jesus tried me, the devil tried me and Jesus saved me. But I immediately was able to turn around to a positive and take that. And I think it's all about protecting your energy and understanding where you stand in the universe and how you present yourself and that energy. And sometimes you have to protect your energy for a couple of reasons, because people want to steal it. Because they want some of it, right? They want that high octane, that fuel, that espresso, that chocolate. They want a little bit of that. And what can you do to stand in your purpose is to, this is one of those situations, you just got to look the other way and wish them the best and keep it going. Because you know where you are, you know what you bring, and you know what energy you have. So you want to protect that. And as you grow this year, there is something amazing that I saw. You know, we stress about finances, we stress about, you know, what things, you know, can happen to you and our children, all those things. And one thing I have really tried to be better at is understanding that you cannot, some things are out of your control. The only thing you can control is your reaction, right? So those are some great things to think about when you're heading into this year, because already we are 10 days in, and it is, the world's like, here I come. I've got this, I've got that. And so I want to say to you to protect your energy and really set boundaries for yourself coming up. It's going to be imperative for this year as you grow. And so there's nothing wrong with that. I think boundaries are the best thing. I think boundaries are what are going to help you understand where you're going and how you're going to get there. Because we are so quick always to be like, I can't deal with this. I don't want to deal with A, B, C, and D. And in all reality, you know, we just need to understand how to protect our energy and our purpose. So as always, we start the year off with doing the 50 days water challenge, right? We've done this every year, starting today. And actually, I started a while ago. So I actually started in November because I just needed a mental break with that. And I've had just a couple glasses, but now I have not, just for the holiday. But then now we will be clear and free. We are just drinking, as always. We have water. We have tea, hot tea you can do. And that's pretty much it. You can juice though. So you could do natural juices from your fruit. So those are the three things, right? So we're doing no caffeine. We're trying to go to bed early. We are trying to, you know, reset. My way of detoxing, you know, I don't do fast detoxes. I do more mental resets. So I have a friend, Wendy Wiseman, her business is called Ready, Set, Pivot. And I love that because you do really have to pivot. You have to pivot to the next level. And so I, you know, social media is a love-hate relationship, but there's always some good pointers on here that I love that I saw, you know, like don't rush this year. You know, understand it. Like we're already in 2024. Embrace it. Cause sometimes I feel like we're going so fast, especially after COVID, right? So I think we want to protect that energy too. Why are we rushing to get to the next level? Why aren't we taking our time? Tomorrow's not promised. Enjoy every moment, planned out moments, right? But also embrace the natural that's coming into your life, right? Everything can't be planned. I really think that's important for this first quarter. So that's how I would tell you to reset this new year is take it by quarter. What's your 3-month plan, right? Then you got your next plan. Next one, you've got 4 plans, right? And it's just like financial, like what are you setting yourself up for, right? Those are all things to protect your energy as you go along this year. We always want to incorporate fitness. So that's part of protecting your energy. That's bringing in good energy to your body and releasing the negative toxins in your body. So that's all about energy. So make sure your circle, what's that circle like, right? Sometimes it might feel like a dot. Sometimes it feels like 3 to 5 people. And I would say if you got 10 to 14 people in a circle, it's probably too many, to be honest. I think you should keep it small and keep your thoughts to a minimum to share with others, because your ideas sometimes can bring in negative energy if you share too much. And these are all positive things. Don't ever take these as negative, but it's really setting you up for how you're going to move forward, because sometimes you have to be resilient. Sometimes you have to bounce back. What did Miss Shaletta said? I'm like, Jax, throw the dice, the jack down, the ball, and pick it up and keep it going. So, and so I appreciate that. Like, that is always my goal, is how can I bounce back in a positive way? What did I learn? And now I know how to protect that energy moving forward so that I myself do not stay in the negative. We do not want to live in the negative. We don't want to dwell in the negative. We want to keep moving forward because we got things to do this year, right? So we have to drink our water. Because I just have to say, drinking water, I don't have nothing on except some terrain oil. Looking pretty good. Not too bad for 46 years old, right? So water is key, right? Hydrate your body, hydrate your thoughts, hydrate your energy. That's what we're going for. And we're starting today, January 10th, and we're going through March 1st. If you want to keep going, keep going. I'm going to keep going. I got to get in that wedding dress, so we got to lean out. But it's just something that I'm doing. You know, you can keep going with me if you want. I'm also fasting. I'm doing intermittent fasting. So what that means is I stop eating at 9 p.m. every night, and I don't eat again, y'all, till 1 p.m. the next day. Yes, I said that. 9 p.m. to 1 p.m. the next day. So do the math, right? You're like, wait, how many hours is Shay? 16 hours, right? So yes, I work working out in the morning and then water, right? You're feeling, it's about 11:30 noon, I do get hungry. But then from 1 to 9, I can eat, and I, you know, you're eating clean, you're eating lots of meals, all of that things. And so I think that you guys really can do this. I think that, you know, I'm always putting challenges out there, but the only thing I want you to challenge yourself on this year is protecting your energy. So that is the name of the game this year. Protect your energy. If something doesn't feel right, don't fuss with it. Don't argue with it. Don't try and debate it. Make a U-turn and understand the part you play. Pull yourself back and pivot and get ready for this year. I hope this is insightful. I hope it's positive for you to get your year started off. I was able to turn something that could have been a very negative thing into a positive. So as always, inhale the positive. Exhale the negative and have a blessed week. Have a great year. Set those goals. You guys know what I do always right here. I write everything down and let's get it. Let's move forward. As always, this is Coach Shay. We love you. Fitness Revolution. We'll chat soon. Bye-bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.